We read from verse 20. Each one should remain in the situation which he was in when God called him. Were you a slave when you were called? Don't let it trouble you. Although if you can gain your freedom, do so. For he who was a slave when he was called by the Lord is the Lord's freed man. Similarly, he who was a free man when he was called is Christ's slave. You were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men. Brothers, each man, as responsible to God, should remain in the situation God called him to. Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for your holy word. We thank you that you have called us, already in baptism, to be your own, to be children in your kingdom and heirs of heaven. Lord Heavenly Father, you have called us also to serve you in many different situations and callings. And we ask you, grant us your Holy Spirit, that we will do so joyfully and with great diligence and in such a way that it will serve your people here on earth. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear friends of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, this week we are thinking about our dealings with earthly goods. And the watchword is from 1 Peter, which admonishes us, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. My dear friends, this is something which we as seminarians need very urgently, this admonition that we should cast all our anxieties on him. Be that our sister Tina, who is now on her way back to Zambia, anxious about giving her sister a decent burial, taking care of her mother and all these worldly things which go alongside it. Be it Brother Zelliger, who has got his wife and kids back home, where he thinks, how are they coping? How is it working as I am trying to fulfill my calling here at seminary? Be it the staff, be it us as teachers. We have anxieties. We are anxious that the students will learn what they are supposed to learn. We as students are anxious that the staff will not expect too much of us, as we are already struggling to keep up. A lot of anxieties, a lot of things which keep us busy. And now St. Peter says, cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. My dear friends, this is something which we need to remember every day, that our Lord cares for each one of us as if we were his best friends. We are his family. We are his closest brother. Now we think, well, he's got so many to care of, so how can he? But that is the wonderful thing that he, as the Almighty God, can do that in a way which by far surpasses all our understanding. It is a matter of faith, as our brother Mfundisi Mthambo said already yesterday. We don't see it, but we hear his clear promises from the very beginning of time. There have always been examples of his people. Last time we looked at King David, we listened to the example of Joseph in Egypt, and you can be sure that in their lifetime they had a lot of anxieties. Let us today look a bit at the disciples. You know, Matthew and Zacchaeus both were tax collectors, they were also anxious. You know, they were trying to get by on their own. They were trying to make a good living by becoming rich in the worldly sense. That was why you became a tax collector. You were even willing to work with the oppressors, the Romans, so that you could take a bit more than was allowed from your own people. You thought, well, I don't really care what they think, as long as I'm well off. And I will use the time which I have as a tax collector to build my own future. Jesus calls them and he says, follow me. Leave this and follow me. Forget about your own kingdom. Forget about building your own house. I will show you a way which is much better. Or Peter and Andrew, John and James, they were every day struggling to make ends meet, anxious to feed their families as fishermen, trying to get enough on the table that children would be able to be satisfied, etc. Now Jesus says, come and follow me, and I will show you a better way. My dear friends, that is what Jesus does. He calls people and he leads them away where they don't know exactly where this is going. Just that it is now he who takes care of us. He has promised to do so. And he calls some in this way and some in another way. Matthew followed him along the way. Zacchaeus stayed there in Jericho. He did not call him to follow him along on the way to Jerusalem where he was to suffer and die. He calls people in various stages of their life into various positions. Joseph is a good example for us because he was a free man in the wide open spaces of Palestine, herding the big flocks of his wealthy and well-to-do father in good times. But Joseph was also a slave there in Potiphar's house. He was also a prisoner. Then he was elevated right under Pharaoh. Always, in every situation, called by God into this special situation. You remember what he says at the end. He says, you brothers thought you could harm me. You could do something bad to me. You could destroy my life or take it away. But then he says, God actually turned it to the best. In every situation, it was for this goal that Joseph was to be prepared to be a servant of a special kind, an example to us. That we also remember that, yes, where we come from back home, where we are now at seminary, and where we are going, there may be very different situations, but it's always God who's calling and leading you and preparing you to be his servant under special conditions, faithfully executing his calling. See, God calls us. The word here which St. Paul uses is kaleo. And it is wonderful, it is exactly that calling by which we describe our ministry. We are called into this special calling where God says, take care of my sheep. That is our calling as pastors. There are different callings too. Sometimes as a mother, take care of my sheep is also a word where the mother has to take care of her child, which is a God-given gift. It's not just to my own pleasure or for my own status or to serve myself, but rather so that the mother can do what God wants us to do, namely be merciful, to be patient, to be gracious, showing love to the child that she will not lose faith in God. See, that is the big danger which faces us in whatever life situation we are. That we lose faith. That we deny God's calling. That we think there is nobody there and we can just do our own thing. That we give up, that we walk out, and that we go into exile. The Bible also calls it slavery. It has happened with Israel in Egypt. God wanted, had his goal with that, it's true. But it is also something which comes in our life if we break out of the ways God had determined for us. That is why again and again St. Paul says, not only to the married people, but also to slaves, remain in the calling in which you are. Don't think that your life situation exempts you from being faithful Christians. Don't think once I'm president of South Africa, then I will truly serve the Lord as he would want me to. No. In the situation where you are right now, be it as a student, be it as a beginner, be it as a postgraduate, God has called you to serve him today. He does not want you to wait for a suitable condition in your eyes in 5 or 10 years' time. He wants you to be faithful right now. Just like he wanted you to be faithful last year. And as he will want you to be faithful in 2 years to come. That is what St. Paul writes here. Remain in the situation which he was when God called him. If you are a slave, if you are a free man, married or not, you are responsible to God to serve and obey him joyfully and gladly, day in, day out. Yes. You were bought at a price, not with gold or silver, but with the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are free to serve God right now. You are no longer a slave to sin or of dead works or of this world and its godless ideas, but rather to serve mercifully and lovingly and joyfully as God has called you. because you are free to serve. That is your high calling. That is what God wants you to recognize even today. Because, brothers, each of us is responsible to God. That is what St. Paul writes. Therefore, as we are here in a confessional service, let us remember all our grumbling against God's calling. And that we, like Adam, or like others before, have thought we know better than God. And that we repent of this sin and say, God, your will is always best. Whatever you want of me serves me best. So I dedicate myself, my life and all into your fatherly hands. Abide with me, God. Have mercy on me and lead me in such a way that I will not be lost, but rather be found continuously to be walking in your ways and in your light. I know that is the best for me and for my people. Amen. And the peace of our Lord, which passes all understanding, bless and keep you now and forever. Amen.